So as I said, last week I was on holidays. I went to visit my family in Brisbane. So it's a bit warmer than it is here, so it's hard to come back. But I haven't lived in Brisbane for over 12 years now, and so every time I go back, which is about once a year, visit the familiar places, familiar people, then things are slightly different than they were. And overall, things are very different than they used to be when I lived there. For one thing, there seem to be a lot more road tunnels in Brisbane. That's just been a big thing recently. Anyway, so it's one of the things I noticed, that I keep going underground everywhere, which I didn't used to. And so this is the experience I've had, and many of you will have had the similar kinds of experiences of going back to your hometown, perhaps, after a number of years, and having this sense of there's a bit of strangeness or disorientation, that things have gradually or even quickly become very different to what you remember them being and how and what they used to be like when you lived there. And that can happen, of course, even if we live in the same place for our whole lives. So many of you have lived in Emerald for many years and you would have seen a lot of changes. Things aren't what they like, but aren't like what they used to be. And so this is where nostalgia comes in, how things used to be. And so it's a bit of a cliche, but change is actually inevitable in life. We see it all around us. And changes can be exciting. Some people really love them, but they can also be uncomfortable and require a bit of adjustment for us, and they make us feel a bit strange sometimes when things change. So change is a bit of a theme for me this morning. In the last month, we've been working through 1 Peter and using it as a way of explaining and describing the new vision that we've had for our church here at St. Mark's. And the reason why we've been developing a new vision, which you've described in this brochure here, is based on the recognition and the reality of change. Firstly, we realise that as a church, we need to respond to the fact that our community around us has changed, and this affects how we live out our faith now and our life as a church. And secondly, about moving forward with some changes of our own. You know, what are we doing as a church in order to fulfil our vision and our mission that God's given us? And so the question is, what are we going to be doing in the future to do that well? So in the past few weeks, I've expanded on some of the ideas that I put forward in the Vision Sunday in late August, and describing the goal that we've set for our church, which is to become a community of transformation. And the basic reality we find behind the existence of any church, including ours here at St. Mark's, is that the purpose of God is to transform the world through Jesus Christ, through his spirit at work in the world, and through the people who are following Jesus and who have his spirit in them. And those people are the church. And so our mission is to be an expression of God's transforming presence in this area. And to be faithful to this mission means that we must periodically refresh our sense of who we are as a church and what we are doing. And as our vision, we want to become a community where we experience this transformation of God ourselves. And so we're able to bring transformation to the world around us as God intends. And this particular kind of situation that our church is in, thinking about where we are and who we are and what we're doing, is the same as the situation that the Apostle Peter was writing into to churches around the Roman Empire when he wrote this letter. To refocus them, why do you exist as churches? What is God calling you to be? So that they could face the changes and the challenges of their own time. And so the vision document that we've put together is a similar purpose to this letter of Peter and the changes that he's addressing. And as we've seen over the weeks, we have a thought about how this purpose to transform ourselves and our world can shape around a few key ideas. So we thought firstly around worship, that God has designed the church to be built as a community that's designed around worshipping him and experiencing his presence among us. So we thought about how our worship needs to be transformed and transforming. And then we thought about mission. You know, the church is actually called to be engaged with the reality of God at work in the world around us. He's meeting needs, changing lives, and wants to bring transformation to the world, and we need to be part of that. And finally, we thought that God is actually present inside us, in our lives, if we're following Christ, transforming us to be more like to people who are more like Christ, so that we can become mature in him and live out the mission that he's given us. So we've thought about these different areas of the vision and why we've put those in. Today I want to talk about a different subject, which is more about the nature of the church as a community. A community that has its own organisation, its own institution, its own values and activities, and all the things that we actually think about when we might talk about the church and what it is. And so when it comes to our vision at St Mark's, I think this topic of what the church is like and what it's going to be is actually something that could be the most challenging for some of us. Because what we're seeing and moving towards is a kind of change in the kind of organisation and community that we're aiming to be, and the kind of goals that we set for ourselves as an organisation. Particularly, we're going to ask him, what does it mean for people to be a member of the church and to be connected to this organisation that's called St Mark's? And what is that? So obviously today my message is directed mostly to members of the church who've been here for a while, or people who've been members of a church like St Mark's for a while. If you're new to us though, you're visiting today, or you're new to Christianity, it might help you to understand the kind of place that we envision our church being and what you might be part of it if you join. So on Vision Sunday, we're thinking about what First Peter is talking. We started our series by looking at the big picture Peter lays out in this letter about the kind of people that Christians are called to be in the world and the kind of churches that Christian churches are called to be. So he speaks to these Christians with the image that they are actually called to be exiles in the world. They're actually living as though they're not quite at home in the world that they're in. So they're small communities, they've been spread out among the nations, to be an alternative presence in the world and a sort of symbol of God's presence through Jesus Christ changing the world around them. And through their lives together, they're called to be witnesses to the world about what Jesus has done and through what they say and through their actions. And this community has a goal, and we find that in verse 11 from our reading today. So Peter says, if anyone serves, they should do so with the strength that God provides, so that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. So that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ. So these churches that Peter is talking to, they're looking forward. There's a sense the world is changing. God is changing it, and they're to be part of that. They're aware that they're living in what is actually the last part of history between the resurrection of Jesus and his coming again. And so Peter reminds them at the beginning of our reading that the end of all things is near. It's not actually business as usual in the world, and they're not just another religious group like the others around them. They have a goal that the world would be changed through Jesus. And so to see this goal come about, this goal that in all things God would be praised through Jesus Christ, he says this community has to have several qualities and features, and he lays them out before us. And the churches are to be people who are characterised by particular qualities that reflect what Jesus has done. So there's a few of them. I want to go through. They come out, I think, as we go through the verses that we read. So the first thing he says to them, I think, is that they are called to be a community of prayer. A community of prayer. So he says in the verse 7, he encourages them to be alert and of sober mind so that they may pray together. So a community of prayer, is, as he's telling them, is a community where their worship and their relationship with God, their heart that they've received from him, is at the centre of everything that they do. And this, if this is true of them, this will make them different from the world around them, because the world around in their time is not centred on God, is not centred on the worship of him. It's centred around things like power, around the accumulation of wealth, around getting ahead and being successful. And so as a community that's kind of different from that world around, the first thing that they do and the central thing that they do is to pray together. So that's the first thing that this community is supposed to be like. The second thing is that he says to them, I think they're supposed to be and called to be a community of love and forgiveness. So Peter says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. So this church is to be a community where love of God is actively seen in people's lives, changing them. And so the sin, the hurt, and the conflicts that come from being a part of a community are healed by the action of forgiveness, that God is actually changing the way they relate to each other. This is what Jesus has done for them. And again, this is different from the community of the world around them. The Roman Empire in particular was a notoriously violent place, a place where people hurt each other. They tore each other down, and where anger and hatred was a dominant theme. So they're to be different to that and to show what a community should be. Thirdly, he says they're to be a community of hospitality, and we talked about hospitality just a bit earlier with the children. And I think this means, he says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. And this seems to mean that he thinks they are to have a genuine concern in the community for the needs of other people, inviting people into their lives, into their homes as well, to share what they have and what God has given them. And again, this hospitality culture is different from the world around them, where people shut the others out. They protect what they have by keeping up the walls, and they push away people who might ask for their help. The church is to be different, Peter says. And finally, he says to them that they're to be a community of service and grace. So he says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. So they're supposed to be a community where they use what they have, the gifts and the talents that God has given them, to build each other up, and so that their community will flourish and be a sign to the world. And again, it's different to the world around them. It's a different thing. A sacrificial culture. People, in the world around them, people are using their gifts to build themselves up, to protect themselves and to build their own life. He says, not for you. This is a different way. And so all these qualities of this community, if they're actually in operation, Peter would say, that will make the churches he's talking to be the kind of communities where people can actually see the presence of God at work. And people will give glory to God through Jesus Christ because of it. Because it shows the world that the world can actually be changed. It doesn't have to be the way it is, and it can be transformed in real ways if Jesus is seen in their midst. And the community of the church is meant to be a sign of that. So Peter says this. And so for us at St. Mark's, if this is our vision, to become a community of transformation, we will be a place where, individually and together, we're committed to living these kind of qualities out and learning how to live them out. And so this will affect our priorities and our activities and the kind of things that we do as a church. And it will affect the expectations that we have of the church and of ourselves and of each other. And I think it might do that in ways that are challenging perhaps to often what we're used to expecting from a church. Or that challenge the goals that we set might be different from the goals that we might be used to setting as a church and what we're hoping for. I've been part of many churches over the years, and often I find when a church, like any other organisation, sets its vision or goals, we tend to set a goal of saying, well, what are we doing now? Our current set of activities, and say, well, how can we do that better? How can we do more of this? How can we do more activities? How can we grow? How can we become larger, more influential, more? Our goals are about growth. And so the goals that churches often set are around growing in things like, well, our worship services will become better attended, or they will be of better quality, or we will build and develop more and better programs and activities that will meet the needs of our members and meet the needs of our community. Yeah. Now, there's nothing wrong with setting that kind of goal. And in our vision, we do have some things we'd like to do, new things. But if the vision that we have for the church, if it stops there, it's actually, I think, it's got problems with that approach, which I've noticed over the years. The first problem is actually a practical one, which is that in the current context that we live in, a lot of the goals that we tend to set around growth as a church are actually becoming unsustainable in the way that they work out in practice. Because often we've relied on having a large pool of available volunteers with the time and energy to put into doing lots of things. And the reality is that people these days, I observe, are on average considerably busier than they used to be. This seems to be what people say. And so it can be a struggle if our goal is to do more and to be more. And so that can be a problem. Or the church can rely on increasing the expectations that we have on how our staff and our expert leaders are going to do things for us. And we struggle because the church is more complicated than it used to be. It's harder to run one. And the expectations of the quality and the things that we can do keeps getting higher and higher and higher. And this is why burnout is actually such a problem among church staff and volunteers these days. And you may have noticed it if you've been around the church for a while. So that's a big and complex issue, though, but it affects a lot about how do we expect things from our church and what kind of church do we want to be? What are the goals that we set and how are we going to interact with our church? So there are practical issues. How do we set goals as a church? But the deeper issue that we're asking really is about the question about the kind of goals that actually express what is a church supposed to be according to the Bible and what it says about our mission. So in addition to thinking about the kind of things we do at church, in our vision we need an adjustment to looking at the kind of community that we are and what we expect our community to be like, and that's why this is our vision. What do we hope and expect the church to be like? And what goals are in line with the kind of community that the church is supposed to be? And that's a big challenge, and that's one of the ones we're trying to grapple with at the moment. But one of the things that can be helpful with us as we think about the church and what it's supposed to be is to broaden or reflect again on the actual metaphors that we use to describe and explain to ourselves what our church is and what kind of organisation it's supposed to be. So if we think, what actual images or analogies to other types of organisations do we use when we talk about the church and the kind of community the church is supposed to be? And I think we can draw out a few from these values that we found Peter put forward in his passage. So Peter tells these churches they are to be communities of prayer, as I said. And so I think what one of the things this tells me is that in our vision as a church around worship, perhaps it's time to reclaim the idea or the model of the church is actually supposed to be, in the vision of the New Testament, continuing the work and the mission of the temple of Israel in the Old Testament. So the temple was actually a place which was purely dedicated to worship. And it was a place where people were continually worshipping and gathering together to come regularly, to participate, to draw near to God together. That was its sole purpose. And so the emphasis in this model of what it means to be a community, it's not about, you know, attending worship once a week, but it's actually about a life of worship in the centre of a community. And so that's what the temple signifies for us. So if we take this up in our vision, for instance, one of the goals we've set around worship is to have a greater spread of worship services across the week so that we can be a place which has regular worship that people can participate in ways that are helpful for them. And it's actually more part of the ongoing life of our church in our community. So that's one way. Well, if you think about, what is the church? What is it supposed to be? In one way, it's supposed to be like the temple was. But there's other ways we can think about it as well. Peter also tells us, as we saw, the churches should be a community of love and forgiveness. What this means to me is that this is a place where people actually learn how to live like Jesus Christ. And so this may lead us at times to think that the church is, in one sense, supposed to be like a school or a university. I think that's a university. Very sandstone, very good. So this is a place where people come to learn, to intentionally develop their knowledge and their skills in the spiritual life, where people learn how to love and learn how to be changed. So people come to universities and schools expecting to be challenged. These are places with high standards, challenging people to grow, and people participate because they value what they're learning there. And so again, how do we think about our church? This is perhaps the kind of place we want to be as well, where people, and one of our goals, as we've talked about in a few weeks ago, is to develop more deeply our practice of discipleship as a community. We actually teach people intentionally how to grow in their faith, their spiritual formation, and encourage people to take that seriously and to engage in that. So we might be a bit like a school. And Peter, Peter tells the churches to be a community of hospitality. Now, there's many models of hospitality or different places. So you might think of your home, you might think of a restaurant as well. But actually, one way of thinking of the church is as of something like a hospital. That's the word hospitality is in there, isn't it? And what is a hospital? It's a place where people can come and they find healing and care. It's a place that's open to everyone, and it's focused on meeting the real needs that people have. And it's a place where people who understand how to care for people, they share their passion, they share their knowledge. It's actually a kind of open place. Whether or not we like going to hospitals or not, another question. Some of them are nice. But in our vision, this is one image we might take up for our church. This is a place, the kind of place our church is. So in our vision around mission, this is one of the things we thought about. We want to get alongside the needs of the community and what they have as well and see what they have. And also relating to the goal that we want to learn how to care for each other as a church in a deeper way and to share what God's given us. And also, you know, we've set goals around our facilities here at St Mark's, but actually the goal is around hospitality, to develop our place where people can from the community can come and receive hospitality and share our life together. So that's one way of thinking about the church. Finally, Peter calls churches to be communities of service and grace. And one of the big images in our community, of course we've seen it a bit this weekend, is a place of service is your local sports club. This is a place where people work together for a common goal. Everyone has their role. They know what they're supposed to be doing. They're offering their gifts and their skills. They're serving together and contributing towards the common good of this club because they have an achievement in mind. Okay? And so this might be one way of thinking about the church. This is a place where people use their gifts to serve each other in the ministries and the things that the churches do, to build up our community, to build up other people, working together for the common goal of seeing God's mission at work in the world. So I just wanted to share, so these are some of the ways of thinking about the church. Often we have a very narrow vision or understanding of what our organisation is for. So what do we think the church is? Is it like a temple? Is it like a school or a hospital, a club? Is it like a community centre? Whatever image. But there are many ways of thinking about the church, and all of these kinds of ways of thinking can be true of what our church community does. And so our understanding of the church needs to be broad so that we can fulfil the mission that we've given, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. That's the goal of our organisation. And so overall, what we're trying to say with this vision is that the way that we do things as a church at St Mark's, the goals we set for ourselves, are based on the mission of the church. And the goal of what we're doing is exactly the same as it was in New Testament times. Peter was writing to them. In all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ. We want to be transformed so that people will praise God through us. And so our goals that we've set, that's why they're about becoming a particular kind of community. And so that means that our vision does contain within it a challenge for us all to engage with what is the authentic mission of the church and engage with that in a deeper way. And this is based on the idea, my conviction, that really in the future that it's really the engagement of the members of our church in the mission of God that what we're seeking. That's the main thing that we're concerned, that people who are part of our community are engaged with what God is doing and part of and the vision and mission of our church. So our goals are based around the idea of becoming a church where people are engaged by the mission of the church and working in that together, seeking what God has for us to do. And there are lots of ways that can happen, lots of ways to be engaged in the life of the church. But the central point is to be encouraged by the mission that God has given us to transform ourselves in the world. And so I hope that as members of St Mark's, you can hear a positive invitation in this vision to think again, what does it mean for you to be a member of a church? What do you bring and what do you hope to receive from a community like this? Because the church is, in God's plan, a huge thing. It has so many wonderful facets to it. And it may be a bigger reality than our previous experience of what it means to be a part of a church or what a church can be. And we want to learn about that. And I think we have a wonderful opportunity. We are in a time of change. Change around us, change within us. And to become a different kind of community and a different kind of place. And so my hope is that this church over the years becomes a kind of new hometown for people, a place where they learn what it means to be a Christian and can go out into the world to transform the world around them. So who are we in Christ? Who are we as a church? This is what we're hoping to learn. So I just want to give this to God in prayer for our reflection today as we bring it to Him.